Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I would make this decision on my own if I were the person who emailed you. And look, be a man. And just, it's fantasy freaking football.
Mike Shope.
Make a call! You don't need his help. Figure it out. Go to a website. Download an app. What? You can't do it yourself? You need Mike's help?
Hurry and up. The Bulldog.
I don't know what to do. Who should I keep? It's not that hard. Pick a guy. You'll live.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Just get on with your life. It's no big deal.
Joe just asked us what quiche is.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't really know what it is, and I've never had it.
Are you sure you've never,
I'm pretty sure you've never had it? I'm pretty sure I've never had it.
You might have just thought you were eating eggs. Or like an omelet in a different shape, kind of, because it's eggs. It's a little creamier than eggs, but it's eggs. It's Mike answered.
Eggs and cheese and a pie.
Right.
It's like egg cheese pie.
Yeah. I don't ever think I've had this egg cheese pie.
It could have spinach in it. It could have ham in it. Yeah. Different things.
It's delicious.
Fine. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had it.
It's fine. It's just not that good.
But it's eggs and cheese. I know. And it's meat
exactly.
It's good.
It's delicious.
There's meat. If you throw some meat in there, I could get on board with that.
Yeah.
What are we talking? Like
it's
sausage.
Just quiche.
Like,
it's
what
not,
are we doing?
No. Ham maybe.
Ham.
You
all right.
Put anything you want in there. Sausage, sure.
Bacon, some
but has anybody ever done that? Bacon, yes.
Sure. Surely someone has done that.
I think it's usually a disappointment.
Wait, sausage? No one's ever done sausage?
No,
it's probably been done.
He just doesn't live.
You put sausage in marinara sauce. You don't think anyone's ever put it in the egg pie?
It was an emergency, and I put Polish sausage
in
red sauce, and it did not really work out that great for me in terms of eating it or...
your reputation.
Reactions. But I think quiche is usually a letdown. I could be like, ooh, quiche. But then it's just not going to, it's just sort of runny and.
Oh, no. Well, then, I don't know.
I'll just eat the thing separately.
You're doing it wrong.
I'll eat the thing separately. I'll eat bacon and eggs and cheese and the eggs or something.
I like it a lot. If it's disappointing, if it's a letdown, then I think you're setting your expectations maybe a little too high. I mean, it is not like spectacular, but it's solid. I like it.
The reason you ask is because of my response to your response to Roto World's power rank these Memorial Day foods list.
See, I like that they even gave that list out because I like them all, which is good. Like I just did it to do it, but like I don't really dislike anything that was on there. It's all good.
I concur. I like all of those things.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is my favorite holiday. And one reason why it is, and it's not a small reason, is that you're not tied up with obligations the way you are about other holidays. Now, some people would bristle at that because they like those obligations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with them, but I much prefer a day where it's like wide open.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, and I'd hope to see family members on Monday, but I know that I don't have to go to like their house at 4 for like a formal dinner.
Uh-huh.
Like that, this is way better than that for me. And food-wise, like this Roto World, follow Joe or me, like Roto World has summer barbecue food rankings. Burgers, hot dogs, chicken, sausages, potato salad, ribs, pulled pork, brisket, corn on the cob, baked beans. All that is perfectly appropriate for Memorial Day weekend and probably 4th of July. Like that's 4th of July has this summer barbecue.
Right.
Christmas, I just tweeted this. You want to do, what is it, 12 or 10? 10 foods for Christmas. Ham is on there.
Ham sucks. I think ham is the most overrated dinner, like holiday dinner meal of all time. I mean, ham.
is ham the most overrated? Is ham the most overrated holiday dinner meal of all time?
Ham is the Tony Mandarich of holiday dinner meats. It's a joke.
Holiday dinner meats.
It's terrible.
How many holiday dinner meats are there? Turkey.
I think we're done. Whatever. Ham sucks. Roast beef. Get out of here, ham. Sure. Roast beef, prime rib.
Like a pork roast or something.
Prime rib, yeah. I mean, get ham out of here.
But, you know, ham is on. What are like the 10 Christmas dinner foods?
Yeah, ham's on the list, yeah.
Scalloped potatoes. You know, it's a miracle if you like them. Scalloped potatoes. It's a miracle. What is wrong with you? You go to a relative's house and there are scalloped potatoes. Like, all right. It's if they're actually good, but you're like blown away.
I just don't even. This might be related to your lack of experience with the broiler, because the scalloped potatoes with the finished under the broiler with that like little bit of a crunchy burned cheese.
It's
thing
one
on top.
Good bite. Perfect. It's one good bite, and then the rest of it is just
potatoes
wasting
and
time.
Cheese and delicious. What the hell?
First of all, one good bite.
We're arguing about Christmas foods right now, by the way. On Memorial Day weekend.
I don't know. You put scalloped potatoes out in front of me this Memorial Day weekend, I'll have a scoop. I'll have a few. They're great.
No, then they're going to sit out on a picnic table for 10 minutes and get worse. I mean, like, you can't...
Well, that's
you
everything.
You can't make... Well, okay. I guess.
What's good sitting out, really?
I don't feel like that's a good choice for a warm...
No,
day
I agree.
Meal like scalloped potatoes is a.
I agree.
But if someone puts it in winter. Front of me, I like them enough where I'll have a couple.
Yeah.
Fruitcake is on the Christmas list.
I'm not going to defend fruitcake.
Yeah. Fruitcake or mincemeat pie or even pumpkin pie, like you know, it's just sort of a tradition. Yeah. But is it actually really good? Are any of those things by themselves actually really good? Like you're excited to eat them? Look at this list. This is the best.
Yeah. No. This is great. I mean, it looks like summer. I'm getting thirsty looking at this list because it just every one of those things I'm going to be either eating or preparing them or thinking about eating them with a beer in my hand. Like every one of these things, like, okay, where's the beer? Where's the cooler? I got that good ice down cooler that's like your hand gets cold when you reach in to get the beer out of there. That's this menu of food is built for that cooler.
That's right.
And that cooler rules.
Potato salad is on here. Joe ranks it 9th out of 10. Hot dogs last. Potato salad. Lots of different ways you can do that. And
dogs,
some are ruinous.
I think hot dogs are very tough at a big cookout. Because, like Joe just said, I think they suffer more once they come off the grill. Like, you're cooking for, you know, whatever, 20 people, say, all right? We cook for a lot more than that at the big blowout we have at the cottage every summer. But you got 20 people coming over. And you're going to throw some hot dogs on the grill, you know, put them on a platter, put them out on the table, and they just start shriveling up. And they're pretty gross pretty fast. Like, a hot dog... almost needs to be consumed within minutes of it, like single-digit minutes of it coming off the grill, or forget it.
Right.
It does not age well sitting there waiting to be consumed. Burgers, meanwhile, of course, are better when they first come off the grill, as is almost anything, but still fine 10 minutes, 20 minutes later, like, oh, the burger. Like, if I have a choice, if I'm circling around and I'm too busy, maybe I'm even the one who's cooking. So all the food's out there, and now I'm done, and I got to go get a plate, and there's hot dogs sitting there, and there's burgers sitting there. I'm going burger 100 times out of 100.
Well, then you have pulled pork and brisket on here, and these are things where that's even more true, I think. It just sits there in the sauce in a tray, and it gets colder, but it's still
good.
Fine.
That's right. Yeah, and even the pulled pork maybe is in a crock pot. So it's just staying warm the whole time, like all good to go. Ribs, cold, fine. I think even sausages age better off the grill for 20 minutes than a hot dog. A hot dog just goes straight to hell. I mean, you got to get that thing in your mouth quick or you're done.
That was my yearbook quote, actually. Yeah, right. If there's char on it, it's sort of like you sort of have to chew the bite off a little bit. It takes a little bit more effort to do that.
It's no good.
The inside's cold.
Yeah.
Well, this is all a little bit negative, but that list is a great list, and it's absolutely it's a quintessential list. Summer barbecue foods, like, right. Memorial Day is great, partly because it is the beginning of summer. Football, maybe it's my job a little bit. Football is always trying to rush us into football season. And, like, I do not appreciate that. I don't want to be rushed into the fall and the winter.
Right. Labor Day is like the opposite of Memorial Day.
Right, right.
And it's, you know, it's the beginning of the school year, and it's busy time for, you know, anybody with kids. It's also for us personally, like, we start working an extra day, and for me and anybody else who has a place that you get to or you're lucky enough to enjoy in the summer, it's like the end of that. Like, it's over. It's like Labor Day, I never feel – I mean, I honestly could stand anywhere at the cottage – on Labor Day and make myself cry. It's just so sick. It's over. It's it. Another year. Okay. Well, gotta go.
I mean, it's fine. I love those days, but it's just like I'll get there when I get there. You
right.
know, I don't need to skip 90 yeah. nice days, 100
right.
nice days.
I think you spend time once you get through winter in the spring thinking about Memorial Day. I don't ever, as much as I love the 4th of July or like that time of the year, and again, that's like party season for me personally, I'm not sitting around going, when's the 4th of July going to get here? Or when's Labor Day going to get here? Memorial Day, once it gets to like April, I'm like, Memorial Day, come on, let's
and
go.
Go figure, but it's supposed to be nice out. Not 80, but
right.
low 70s and sunny. Go figure. What a surprise. This holiday never disappoints. How many things in life can you say that about? Matt is with us. Hello, Matt.
You mean besides this show?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
You have a good weekend. I just wanted to chime in. First of all, Bulldog, you had me dying with the ham. I'm totally on board with that. It's way overrated.
He is very anti-ham, Matt.
I'm anti-ham. Ham. I mean, I'll eat it, but it's just like, whatever. Food. Like, I'm like, oh, ham! No.
But I will say the worst food that anybody can bring to a Memorial Day or July barbecue is got to be ambrosia salad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what happens in my family when someone does that? They never get invited back. That is just a deal breaker.
Still waiting out front for them.
Yeah.
What the hell? What? Just, I think I know what that is, but just let's lay it out there. What we're talking about fruit?
Fruit.
In like some sort of creamy sort of
maybe some jello
salad type of thing,
gelatin or something.
Yeah. No, just
yeah,
no.
Get out of here with that.
I wouldn't give that to my dog. Thank you, Matt.
Good weekend. I'll hang up.
All right. Thank you. Bud, I mean, yeah. Samson would be like, yeah. Get that out of here. I would. This dog eats paper towels. Yeah. If I put ambrosia salad in front of him, he would. I mean, he'd go outside looking for coyotes to eat him. Like, just end it.
Like, maybe.
I gotta get out of this family.
Maybe you can pull that off if you've got a contraption that allows it to remain cold the entire time. But that seems very much like the sort of thing that would need to be optimally cold. Maybe the opposite of the hot dog coming off the grill. Once you get to the party and that gets on the picnic table, forget it.
No.
It's just no. Now we've got warm fruit in jello. Just get out of here with that. Who wants any of that? That's disgusting is what it is. It's not just bad.
If I put ambrosia salad in front of my dog, he would fake a hip injury.
Put me down.
He would fake a permanent hip injury.
It is over. I'm done.
No, sorry, guys. I can't move.
Take me to the vet.
It's done.
It is over.
He would just pretend to have a broken hip. I'm sorry. I've been sitting here laughing at that line in my head. Like, just suck it up and say it. He would have a whole plan. This dog, actually, just a silly dog aside thing. Potato salad. I love the Tops mustard and egg potato mm-hmm. salad. The last time I was at Tops, I bought four of those little uh-huh. cartons.
Yep.
To get to like last a week. That lasts a week for me, and I'm the only one who eats it. So I love that potato salad. And the box is just a square. You know, it's like what the size of your hand. A little bit smaller than your hand.
Yeah, it's like a pint maybe. Yeah.
And when I'm near the end of that box, like we don't give Samson people food, but when I, it's just me and him, like in the morning, and I will totally give him what's left in that box, and it is hilarious. Because he pushes, especially when it's the lid. I'll put the box down and then the lid down. And the lid has a little bit of potato salad on it. So he'll just sort of, you know, nose that box all around the room and just, you know, chase it around the room to get every little speck. And then he moves over to the lid, and he licks the lid. Every time his tongue touches the lid goes flying.
All right. Right.
And he can never really, like, eat it because it's just always sort of running away from him. You ought to try this. If you have a dog, I have a 40-pound lab spaniel mix. I'll send you a picture of him. This dog, that's a big challenge for him. So you might want to try that at home. Rob is next. Hello, Rob.
Hey, yeah, I got a thing. My mom had a recipe. My late mother had a recipe for that ambrosia salad. And I'll tell you what, I can make an ambrosia salad. There's no Jell-O involved. That's crap. Don't do that.
Okay.
I got a great recipe for an ambrosia salad.
Well, what is in it? Like, just, and I don't need you to, like, read the whole recipe like Betty Crocker, but, like, what is the
base? If it's going to be, like, sausage and brisket, that's not ambrosia. That's something else.
Yeah, I get some fruit cocktail, but then I buy my own individual fruits, too, to chop up and put in. Uh-huh. Some mini marshmallows, some regular granulated sugar, some sour cream, believe it or not. And it's just amazing.
You really set us up here with your late mother thing, so I don't want to be like, none of that sounds really good.
You know what though?
That's just me.
I would try it.
Yeah, there's no joke.
Thank you for saying that.
It's just the fruit cocktail, the mini marshmallows, the sour cream, the granulated sugar, and then I actually, you know, because the fruit cocktail doesn't give you a whole lot, so I will buy extra maraschino cherries, some grapes, pineapple, whatever, you know, everything that goes into your basic fruit cocktail.
Rob, if I may ask, how old a guy are you making this ambrosia salad with the fruit cocktail?
50 years old.
50, okay, so you're right between us here. Okay, well, hey, I love a guy who will defend an unpopular opinion. Like, if you're calling in to defend this dish, and I think that speaks well of you.
You would love it. You would absolutely love it. I can't
imagine that being true.
You do have to have it, you know, you do have to have it chilled.
Yes, right. That, I think, would be key. If you've got sour cream and fruit.
You have to have it chilled and then put into a blender and made into a drink somehow, and then maybe then we'll have a chance
with some rum.
With rum, right. Probably. Something like that.
Yeah. You hit it right on the head.
There you go. right? See? Common ground here. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Pour some liquor over that puppy and, like, get going. I'll eat rum with a spoon.
I just can't imagine.
I'll eat rum with a spoon. Yeah,
I said it.
Now seems like a really good time to talk more about the guys chugging beers on Jumbotrons.
I'll eat rum with a spoon. I don't even care. Watch me. Damn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Well, the point is Memorial Day is great.
Yes. No, well, there's no doubt. I mean, that's where we started, and I like where we are right now very much. Because I am
getting, I don't know where that is, but... Join the guys tomorrow morning on Tee to Green from the Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill. I enjoyed watching that today. I played Oak Hill, used to live in Rochester, and so it was cool to see it. As you saw with me, as we turned it on, I'm like... Okay, let's see if I can remember. 13 is over here. That's the Hill of Fame maybe coming up here. And then 14. And I sort of got into it. That really, like, Jeremy going to Sawgrass, when you've played a course.
Yeah, right.
It just makes watching it a lot better.
Yeah.
We will take a break and get you a sports report in short order. Mike Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Open the Bulldog, WGR.
Quite clearly, those conversations are important, and they are going to happen here in the next few days. And it's important for us to see the value of Jeff and what he's done and how he embraced being in Buffalo, became a friend to the players on the team. And I think that those are conversations we need to have now. They're never easy, but Jason has definitely asked me to be a part of that process, which I enjoy.
Hey, that is Ralph Krueger. Sabres coach Ralph Krueger. Get used to it.
Yep.
He was interviewed by Darren Dreger in Slovakia,
yep.
Site of the World Championships.
Dreger, for a few years now, has been doing extended, longer-form interviews, sit-downs, called the Dreger Cafe. So that'll be out there, I'm sure, on social media. That's where Joe, I'm assuming, tracked that down. I would think Sabres fans might want to check that out. I want to check it out.
Yeah. I want to hear everything this guy says.
Yeah.
And that's unusual for me with a coach, but I feel like he has earned a certain respect, or I don't know, like, he's interesting, and people are all, pretty much everybody describes him as that, as different and smart and all that. And I want to just really measure what he says, not only just read the words, but just get a feel for him. We have been talking about food and sports.
And holidays.
And holidays.
And liquor.
Kind of a lot of things today.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And fantasy football.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that.
There was a guy on hold. It was Evan.
Way to take the air right out of the room.
Uh-huh. Evan was on hold there for a while. We did not. We were talking about ambrosia and... and scallop potatoes and different things.
Didn't seem like the right time to wedge in a point about giving advice about auction drafts.
No, but I was eager to get there eventually. Just the guy left us. But I did want to ask Joe one fantasy thing, if you don't mind, and certainly feel free to also, as always, weigh in. Ezekiel Elliott. There's more nonsense recently with Ezekiel Elliott.
Right, yeah. There was a confrontation with a security guard at a concert.
Yeah, he shoved him over the guardrail, or shoved him down, kind of. I don't know, like, he comes off to me as somebody that seems to always be getting into something.
Yep.
So I'd be worried, but I don't think anything will come from this action. It didn't seem like it was that much.
Like, suspendable?
No, like, the guy fell, if you watch the video... The guy, he does push him, which is wrong in the first place, but...
That's how I was raised.
But, like, the guy does fall over the... Like, he falls because the guardrail is right behind him. And Elliott does have to know that, but I don't think it's something serious enough where he's going to get suspended.
He does have a 6-game suspension in his past.
Right. And there have been reports that if something... Or I've seen, maybe it's speculation, but stuff that if something comes out again... Or he does something again, like something he got suspended for before, then he could be facing a league ban.
So, fantasy-wise, like, I guess there's no particular reason to think he won't be Ezekiel Elliott next year, which is, like, Bulldog what? Like a top 4 pick, at least.
No, the whole offense is still built around him.
That's where I have him.
You have him 4th?
Yeah.
So, right. I think I would, too. I have to check your rankings, because I need to do that, but I think that's probably about right. 4 or higher.
I've got Thurman Thomas 1st. Are we talking all time? I got distracted.
So you might be as confident without this, with or without this, as you would be.
Yeah, but I'm the guy that drafted Le'Veon Bell last year.
That's right.
So, like, I'm not.
After it was established, he was not coming.
Right.
I mean, everybody else did it before we knew that.
I don't believe you. I think he's going to sit out a week and then he'll show up. No. Okay, no. Well, maybe November. No. He just never came.
No.
Thanks. Thank you for coming.
Is there an argument for, in a PPR league, preferring Le'Veon Bell to Ezekiel Elliott?
No.
No. No way.
No?
No.
There's no argument for that?
I'm kind of terrified of Le'Veon Bell.
Really?
There is...
We talked about him, didn't we, last week?
There's risk. I mean, would anyone be shocked if he just
showed tomorrow, up and his hamstring exploded.
Sure, that. Or just tomorrow said, I'm just not going to play football anymore. Like, I don't know what this guy's motivations are.
The
anymore.
Jets, you fell for that? And he would just sort of ride off on a
right, and now he's got a
hoverboard.
Right.
And now he's got a coach that might not want him there. Like, I would take him, of course, like somewhere early, but probably like second round. But Elliott.
Second round, you won't get him.
Right.
Right.
That's probably why I won't have him.
That you won't have him. There's lots of guys like that. Like, I would take him, but I'm never getting him because
like, he's not off.
Everybody else
like, for me,
likes him more than I do.
After what happened last year, and I mean, I know like last year shouldn't really matter in any of this, but I mean, it does to his mindset and how driven to be the best he can be he is. And that's something that you would want to take into account when you're picking someone and picking someone that high. Worst case scenario for me is like we get together on Paul's already got the date. What are we, 3rd of September, whatever the hell the date is of our draft. The one fantasy league that I am actually in.
Yes.
And it's my turn and Le'Veon Bell's the highest rated guy on my app. Cause I just no way I'm doing that. I did it last year. I'm just like, no. And that's not the way you should pick players, almost certainly, right? Because he's going to play, and he's excellent, and like here's the projections, and everyone, the experts, all that. I don't know, man. I don't want to go through that again. I don't trust him.
I think we have to gauge like how much risk there is between Bell and between Elliott. I would say even though Elliott, something just happened with him this week, I would still say Bell. There's way more risk with him at this point. Injury-wise, he's been suspended before, too, for stuff. It's not like if something else came out of him, he's not a repeat offender.
Yep.
Not for the same type of stuff.
I couldn't say there's less risk, but I just don't think it's very much more. I think I would be almost just as confident with Le'Veon Bell.
But there's also risk on the field. There's risk that doesn't work. Like, there's people out there that think that he was, in part, so good in Pittsburgh because it's Pittsburgh. And their offense was so good, and you just plug any running back in there.
And that's kind of what happened in Pittsburgh.
Really, as evidenced by James Conner.
Right, and like, what does he look like with the Jets and with a quarterback that you still don't really know like what he is and what that offense looks like? Whereas you know Elliott and that offense that is completely built around him. Like, he's got a baseline that he's going to be an RB1 at
right.
the least.
The line is excellent. He's worked with the quarterback. Like, there's no confusion right. there.
What is the contract situation? Isn't he like... There's been talk about a new contract, but it hasn't happened. And Prescott, too.
Yeah, the both of them. They're under contract. I was just going to ask that. Like, is that a thing that could get stupid to the point where if it doesn't go how he wants it to go, that he goes, and actually holds out? Like, he's got a contract and just decides, I'm not coming?
He's got this year and then next year on his rookie deal.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
Well, there have been some stories that, like, I think that Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott, if they wanted to, could force Dallas's hand because they're both coming up for contracts and they only have one franchise tag. And then if you franchise tag one of them, then they could just do the same thing with Elliott next year.
I like the idea of Dallas. I'm not a Dallas fan or anything, if I need to say that, but I like the idea of Dallas sort of maturing to the point where Amari Cooper is the more important player than Elliott. And Prescott, who I think is good. I mean, I think that guy has shown he can play in the league. His numbers going up. Cooper can be a star. He had insanely good weeks last year, and he did for Oakland too before it just sort of disappeared. They have a young receiver going into his second year named Gallup, who was pretty nice. And of course, Jason Witten is back, and I liked how Kyle had in Sports Today that Witten, they say he has not lost a step. He did not have a step.
Prescott said he hasn't lost a step.
He did not have a step.
As opposed to Dak Prescott says, wow, Witten looks like horse crap. a year off really hurt him.
I think he has lost a step. He lost one at some point over the years. He's lost a few.
Right. I don't know. He looked pretty nimble in that Geico commercial. He's still pretty good.
I think there's one more name there I'm not thinking of. Who's the third receiver now? Beasley is gone. Who's the third receiver now? Or the second?
Randall Cobb.
Okay, right.
Right, they basically replaced Beasley with Cobb.
And they have a new offensive coordinator. They flushed the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Kellen Moore.
This is like a classic Dallas move. The coach went on the radio after their playoff loss and said, we don't expect any changes. And like the next day they fired because the owner probably told him to do it. Right?
Kellen Moore was the last Cowboys quarterback to play against the Bills here.
Right.
Who was the first?
Ever?
Who are the Cowboys quarterbacks to play against the Bills?
Roger Staubach.
Staubach.
Danny White.
White. White's the quarterback in the Greg Bell game.
Troy Aikman.
Aikman.
Who's back in the news.
I don't remember those
back
games.
In the news. Yep. Romo.
Yep.
Sure, right.
Maybe Craig Morton got a start against the Bills for Dallas. Like, they played each other in 71. And in that season, Dallas used both of those guys. They
Staubach had Morton. Morton. Yeah.
Yep. I think 71. And that was a Super Bowl winner that year for them. That was a Super Bowl winning team. Super Bowl VI.
I don't remember any other. There's no other like famous Dallas quarterbacks that we're forgetting, right? You mentioned them all, right?
Bledsoe didn't play against the Bills after he left, right?
No, he played in Dallas for the Bills.
It's one of the worst quarterback performances by someone who was supposedly good. Like, it was the tragic moment where if you didn't already realize that Bledsoe was finished, man, go back and watch that game. That was just hellacious. They just blitzed him, and he could not do anything. Like, just chucking it. It was brutal.
When did they play Dallas in, like, the late 90s? Is there a Dallas game in there? Like, is there a game against Quincy Carter?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is.
Wade Phillips? Where? Where is this game?
I feel like I remember Quincy Carter playing against the Bills here.
I don't. 2003 is Bills at Dallas. 95 is Dallas here. But they realigned the divisions in there. And I don't remember another Dallas game right now. 96 that might have been. 96, not 95. No, it would have been 95. What year is that? Where Kelly is hurt and Collins plays against Dallas.
That is 95.
95.
Yeah.
NFC East, because the Giants.
Yeah.
That opening night was against the Giants. It's the only Summerall Madden game in Buffalo is that game.
Really?
Yep. They did the Bills-Redskins Super Bowl, and I think those are the only two Bills games they ever did. For Fox, they had to be the game had to be here because it was strictly the like that's the NFC network, and the NFC team would have to be the road team for Fox to have the game. So it wouldn't have happened with the Bills on the road.
Yeah.
Like the Bills at Dallas when Matt Darby, that's Enberg. Those are all NBC games. All
right.
The ones here are the only chance. And those games were just like, you know, who would have had to be the opponent for the Bills to rate?
Right.
Even as a Super Bowl team, like when they played Chicago and Ditka, it was never Summerall. It was just that one game, Summerall and Madden in 95. 10-7, I believe, is the final score of that game. Bills and Dallas. Bills win.
So funny, like, you know, from doing this job as long as you have, there are certain games that you remember shows around the game, and you bring up that Todd Collins Dallas game, and I remember my nighttime show on WBEN being at Fowler's Chocolates in the Garden Village Plaza on that Friday night before that game. Like, I can still see myself sitting in that place talking about how Todd Collins is playing against the Cowboys on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, that's always forever going to be connected to me. I'm never going to be able to think of, you mentioned that game, and I'm going to think of sitting there in Cheektowaga.
And for me, that game is Summerall and Madden makes it memorable, and that I was writing for Shout in those years, and they like the Bills would tell me because I was kind of down the list. They would tell me during the week whether there was a seat for me, and they told me that week that there was no seat for me, so I was not. I did not have a press pass for that game.
Yeah.
And then the next time I went there, like the next week to cover practice, they lectured me on how they had a seat for me and I didn't use it, and how bad that is. And
that's weird.
If you know me, you know that I would remember that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like them at all.
No.
Back then, anyway.
At least. All right. Okay, let's get to a break. And we haven't talked about beer like we said we would.
No, I don't. What the hell?
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, we're at 803-0550. This is WGR.
I want to take an opportunity here quickly to fill you in on a sweet Father's Day deal we've got for you at WGR550.com. That's where you'll find your chance to win a brand new Weber grill from Value Home Centers, along with a prize pack and gift card from Country Sweet Chicken and Rib Restaurant. It's just in time for Father's Day. Who doesn't want a brand new Weber grill? Enter now through June 9th, WGR550.com. Dig the grill out of the garage up at the cottage. It's way back there.
I am working on the same grill I've had for more than a decade. And the buttons have fallen off, and but that it still works is enough.
Look, I'll just say this. Like, we're giving away this Weber grill. I've got a Weber grill in the backyard in Buffalo that we've had since we got married, and it's going to be 20 years here in June, and that thing is a beast. I bought a different brand grill for the cottage two summers ago, and it is already half shot. I mean, just couldn't have been. And I knew it.
You're saying, you know, pay up when it comes to grills.
Yes. 100%. I'm standing there in the store, and the Weber's there, and this other one's there. And, like, the Weber, the same size as the one that I ended up buying, is, like, however much more. And I'm just like, oh. I'm just going, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. That's great. No. Oh, my God.
Wow, what an endorsement.
I already replaced the burners once. I mean, it is a pile of garbage. And it wasn't cheap. It was just cheaper than the Weber.
Yep.
And I really regret it. I mean, because it's, you're never going to get that money back. You know, I could have bought the Weber grill and have a new one at the cottage, and I'd have it till I'm dead.
In this one particular way, in many ways I'm not. In this one particular way, I am like guy's guy in that. If I'm at like a store where there would be a lot of grills, I will get weak. I look at them and I get weak.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, that is so, you know, like, some guys are like this about cars. For me, like grills, like, okay, then I'm one of them.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at that extra section.
Yeah.
Oh, what you could cook on that.
And mind you, we use the Weber grill. The thing sits out all winter. We use
it. It's still fine.
We use it year round. I grill in January. I mean, I'll go out there and this thing that I bought two summers ago, we use it 2-3 months a year. Be warned. Weber.
Listen to this.
I'm
glad I don't have any more live spots today because I will just cower in fear and just not even know. I will go right off the script. If I had one more, I would just be like right off the script. I'm not going to even risk improvising. It's so solid. Do you root for benched players in fantasy? That, and maybe I can, I know we played a game yesterday. Maybe I can whip up another game. Talked about food a lot today with Memorial Day weekend here. And, you know, that's a great food holiday, right? Because you're barbecuing, speaking of grills and all that.
Yep.
Stay away from the ambrosia, though. In all situations, stay away from it.
Yeah, the salad and the band.
I mean, you can see me grimacing right now.
Everybody out there knows I'm right.
That is not my favorite point. And I'm a little bit shaken. 803-0550. Happy Memorial Day weekend. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, continuing after sports on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.